This is an old disease which we are celebrating this month of November is a diabetes month, hence this small talk is marvelous. There are two major types of diabetes. One is type 1, which normally affects young people. By young, I mean from birth to about 30 years. These people normally do not have enough insulin in their bodies. They need to get insulin for the rest of their life. And then we have type 2, which normally affects people who are above 30 years. And these are normally obese or overweight people who eat too much and do very little exercise. And these people normally have the same problems, just like type 1. They feel very thirsty. They have lots of urine going to the toilet so frequently. They can present with a stroke. They can present with eyesight problems. They can come with sexual inability, no libido, not liking having sex. They can also appear with wounds that do not heal easily. And they can also present with, say, heart problems.
What are the statistics showing you when you compare the number of people in Zimbabwe that had diabetes last year to this year?
Not yet that close statistics. What we have is old statistics. But from studies from other countries, we are finding that a study which was done in Kenya shows that in rural areas, the prevalence is about 0.5. When you go to towns, it's about 7.5. And our lives with the Kenyans and Ugandans is almost the same. So I presume that our statistics is still the same, but almost half that population of 10 to 13% does not know that they are diabetic. And so we are busy trying to have these statistics updated, but the ministry is quite busy doing that as well. About 10 to 13% of our population, we are 14 million. So about 10% of us makes about 1.4 to 1.5 million. Those are the numbers we have for diabetes. And I said of that 1.4, about 95% will be our type 2, which comes because of obesity or overweight, overeating and not working. And 5% is the young ones who we can't do anything because they do not have insulin enough in their body because they are just born like that, Marcella. So those are the statistics we have for now from the International Diabetes Federation Atlas.
What are some of the causes of diabetes and what would you recommend for those that are listening to do in order not to have diabetes in future?
Type 1, marvelous, there's nothing they can do. But type 2, the one I alluded to earlier on, it's mainly people who live a sedentary lifespan, who eat a lot of these refined foods. The unrefined foods are the ones we encourage people to eat. People nowadays have made a reverse of how we eat. In the past, people used to eat their breakfast, first, then work the whole day. Nowadays, people eat very little in the morning and eat much unwanted food, especially at night when they are going to sleep, when they no longer need to use it. And the body, once you overeat and store the energy, the body converts that to fat, and the fat is then the one that leads to obesity. Once one is obese, they are prone to type 2 diabetes mellitus. So I encourage the listeners to, one, eat more food in the morning, and it must be balanced. If you take a plate in the morning and to divide your plate into halves, the first half must be full of vegetables. And the second half, divide it, the little quarter that's there must have protein, and just two pieces of meat of an egg box will be enough. And then starch must be something fist size. Your own fist should be enough if you are not working very hard. But if you are doing manual work, then it is even two of your fist size carbohydrates. And in terms of priority, rapopo is better, followed by sorghum and munga. Then maize can come, but it should be unrefined. Even what we call in Shona mutakura mundai should be enough even as breakfast. And at night, we eat very light meals because if you overeat, then it's a problem.